Northern Ireland have made legal history, becoming the first UK couple to take part in a civil partnership ceremony. Shannon Sickles and Gráinne Close will get many of the same legal rights as married couples. Protesters outside the ceremony called it a day of shame. Judith Moritz reports from Belfast.
Gráinne Close and Shannon Sickles got engaged 3 years ago, and they've waited until today to become the first civil partners in the UK.
We just want to say that this is a very privileged position we're in this morning, and for us this is about making a choice to have our rights, our civil rights, acknowledged and respected and protected as any human being.
The couple arrived for a short private ceremony which was held behind closed doors.
The first ceremonies have attracted plenty of attention from those on both sides of the debate. Those who've been campaigning for them say at last they've achieved equality. But there are also those who say they're firmly opposed to this change in the law.
What started as a quiet protest soon became heated and vocal.
Are you a fruit?
I am not a fruit.
Well, then what are you worried about?
No, I am a gay man.
Well, then you're a sodomite.
No, I'm not a sodomite.
You're a sodomite.
It may be a special day for them, but it's a day of shame for this province, a day of shame for those who've named the name of Christ. The Bible makes it very clear this is a vile sort of something that's taking place today, and it's extremely sad.
Amidst the protests, Chris Flanagan and Henry Kane arrived to become the first male civil partners. Inside, they exchanged rings and they signed the register. It means they now have the same financial and legal rights as a heterosexual married couple. But that's upset some of those in common law relationships, like Peter Pearson, who's lived with his partner for 22 years without getting married.
By the end of this week, we as a couple, as a different sex couple, are being discriminated against. Because we'll be the only group who don't get the advantages of pension and inheritance tax.
Same-sex couples like Henry and Chris say they've waited years for the equality that their civil partnership will bring, and there are plenty of others who want to follow their example. Ceremonies will be introduced in Scotland tomorrow and in England on Wednesday. It's estimated that by the end of next year, 4,500 couples across the UK will be registered as civil partners. Judith Moritz, BBC News, Belfast.